Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. There are at least a dozen different types of rice to choose from at the grocery store. You'll see long grain, short grain, white, brown, basmati, instant, converted. And you've probably wondered at some point, which is the healthiest choice? And that's what we're going to talk about today. There are some fairly big differences between the various kinds of rice in terms of their cooking times and the texture of the cooked rice. So the first thing you need to know is if you're cooking from a recipe, it's pretty important to pay attention to what kind of rice the recipe calls for. Substituting a different kind of rice can really change how the recipe turns out, and not always in a good way. Here are some of the different types of rice you're likely to encounter. Short grain rice is very starchy and cooks up soft and sticky. It's used in things like sushi, paella, and risotto. Long grain rice contains less starch, so the cooked grains are drier and more separate. It's often used in pilafs or dishes with a lot of sauce. Medium grain, as you might expect, is somewhere in between. Now, jasmine and basmati are both long grain varieties that have been cultivated to bring out distinctive flavor profiles, and these often turn up in Indian and Asian food. Now, all of those different types of rice are available as either white or brown rice, and in each case, brown is the whole grain version, whereas white rice has been milled to remove the germ and the bran. Brown rice is a lot chewier and heartier than white rice, and it takes about twice as long to cook. But we're not done yet. You'll also find varieties of whole grain rice that aren't brown, but rather red, purple, or black. And these are special varieties of rice that are high in pigments called anthocyanins. And then finally, you can also buy instant or converted rice. And both of these have been partially cooked and then dehydrated. So if you're using one of these types of pre-processed rice, it's important to follow the preparation instructions on the package. In the show notes, I've included a link to an article that talks more about the culinary properties and the uses of all these different kinds of rice, and you'll find that on our website at quickanddirtytips.com. But right now, let's talk about the nutritional aspects of these different kinds of rice. Because brown rice retains both the germ and the bran parts of the grain, it's higher in magnesium and other minerals. It also has more fiber. For example, a half cup of white long grain rice contains less than 1 gram of fiber, whereas a half cup of brown rice contains 1.5 grams of fiber. But just as a point of reference, remember you're shooting for between 25 and 30 grams of fiber each day. Although all rice is quite low in fat, brown rice has slightly more fat due to the fat content of the germ. All types of rice provide about the same amount of protein, or 2 to 3 grams per serving. Black and red rice, however, both offer an additional nutritional bonus. Anthocyanins, which are those pigments that create the deep color in this type of rice, are potent antioxidants. Now, the calorie content for these different types of rice ranges from 90 calories, that's for basmati, to 135 calories for short grain white rice, and that's for a half cup serving. And most of these calories are coming from carbohydrates or starch. I know I just threw a lot of numbers at you, and just to make this a little bit simpler, I put together a table that shows the nutritional composition of the most common types of rice. And there's a link to that in the show notes as well, but you can also find it on my blog at nutritionovereasy.com. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Now, as I said before, most of the calories in rice come from carbohydrates or starch, which may lead you to wonder how different types of rice affect your blood sugar. Well, as a general rule, brown rice has a lower glycemic load than white rice, but there are some other factors that come into play as well. Long grain rice has a lower glycemic load than short grain rice, and of all the long grain rices, basmati seems to have the lowest glycemic load of all. So, in terms of glycemic load or the impact on your blood sugar, the best choice would appear to be brown basmati rice with short grain white rice at the other end of the spectrum. But I do want you to keep in mind that the glycemic response to foods varies enormously from person to person, and those glycemic index tables that we consult are compiled from tests on a relatively small number of individuals. So these may be of somewhat limited value in predicting how you will respond. Another factor that comes into play with the glycemic load of rice and other starches is resistant starch. When rice is cooked and then cooled, some of the starches in the rice are converted into a form of starch called resistant starch. It's called that because it resists digestion, and so it functions instead as a sort of fiber. Resistant starch is going to have the effect of further reducing the glycemic load. And so for this reason, those parboiled or converted rice products also have a lower glycemic load than freshly cooked rice. It's a little counterintuitive. But look, before you start to obsess over whether white basmati might outrank brown short grain or whether cooled short grain rice has a higher or lower glycemic impact than freshly cooked long grain rice, we need to put these differences in perspective. Although some types of rice do have a lower glycemic load than others, no type of rice can really be considered a low glycemic food. And in fact, the amount of rice that you eat is going to have a much bigger impact on your blood sugar response than the type of rice that you eat. And that's why it's important to exercise some portion control no matter what kind of rice you're eating. A serving of cooked rice, as I said, is about 1/2 cup, and that's about the size of an ice cream scoop. So with all that in mind, what type of rice should you eat? Well, although brown rice is somewhat more nutritious than white rice and has a lower glycemic load. It is also heavier and chewier, and that may not always be what you want. And here's how I look at this. The more rice you eat, the more benefit you'll get from eating brown rice, at least most of the time. But if you only eat rice occasionally or in small quantities, the nutritional differences between white and brown rice just aren't big enough to worry about. If you're looking for a more nutritious kind of rice, you might also want to consider adding wild rice to the mix once in a while. I didn't mention it earlier because although it is a close botanical relative of rice, both of these are types of grasses, wild rice is really a different thing altogether, and it can be a bit of an acquired taste. Then again, that's how a lot of people feel about brown rice. But wild rice grains have a chewier outer sheath with a tender inner grain that has a slightly vegetal taste. To me, it's sort of halfway between a starch and a vegetable. But if you've never tried it, you might want to check it out. Compared to brown rice, wild rice is higher in protein and lower in carbohydrates, and that means that it does have a lower glycemic load. It's also higher in vitamin A and folic acid, but not quite as high in minerals. And even though it's quite low in total fat, wild rice is also a decent source of omega-3s, and it has a great omega-3 to omega-6 ratio, something that I've talked about in previous episodes. So for those who like to mix things up a bit, wild rice or black rice or red rice can be an interesting and nutritious alternative to regular rice. But instead of just substituting it for regular rice, I do suggest that you try it first in a recipe that's been specifically developed to make the most of those unique qualities. I hope you enjoyed this overview of all the different kinds of rice. If you have a question about food or nutrition, you can email it to me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206 and leave me a voicemail. Your question could be featured on a future episode. I also want to invite you to check out my other podcast with Brock Armstrong. It's called The Change Academy, where we talk a little bit about nutrition, a little bit about fitness, but mostly about creating sustainable, positive change and a life that you love. You'll find The Change Academy wherever you listen to this podcast or on our website at changeacademypodcast.com. The Nutrition Diva Show is written and researched by me, Monica Reinagel. It's edited by Beata Santora. Our producer is Nathan Semmes. And the team at Macmillan Audio also includes Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, and our intern, Claire Freeman. Thanks so much for listening this week. Have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.